Hey, the holidays are here. We're smack in the middle of them. And everybody I know is really wondering, what's going on behind the kitchen doors? Do we have the food ready? Have we figured out where we're going to eat? Do we even know what we're doing days before the holidays begin here? We're going to find out from the man who's been plotting this and planning this for years. He has it all figured out.
Sure.
Welcome, Chef Pascal. Welcome, sir.
You think I've all figured out.
Oh, you figured the menu out months ago. You got the food, the ingredients. Yeah. You're ready to go here.
Menus, you tweak the menu. It's tradition.
So it is tradition.
You got to follow some tradition, the rules.
Or do you throw it out and you do tandoori Indian food, or you do some crazy thing?
Yeah. I tried that before and it wasn't well received.
Well, that's great, but where's the turkey?
Where's the turkey? You know, maybe a goose is fine, but a duck breast is not the Christmas dinner.
We're not having pizza and we're not having tacos.
But my wife and I and our family, and we have Christmas routine, but we have a Christmas, we'll say...
Tradition.
Yeah. Okay. Totally. Same with the food, same for the getting together.
Yeah. Here's my Christmas tradition. Oh my God, it's Christmas morning, and we're still wrapping the presents. The night before, we're still buying the presents. One more thing, the stores stay open till 10 o'clock at night for people like me. Everything is chaotic. Everything's confused. Who's bringing this? Where are we going? It all changes that morning. And I'm glad when it's over because it's chaotic and it's not what I grew up as a kid.
Yeah.
People had it planned. For weeks, they talked about who's going to bring what, where we're going to eat, what we're going to do. They start cooking the night before, all this stuff. Nah, we live in a world that's
last minute.
Is
this your case? Because I'm like that too. And it's like a countdown. Say, oh, how many days?
Countdown, exactly.
You know? Oh, so today I have to do this because I have a list. So I have my shopping list, my prep list, and on the bottom part say gift.
Gift, yeah. I went to this year for the first time in 25 years. I know how I always miss it. South Coast Repertory is famous for their Christmas Carol, the Charles Dickens Scrooge. Yeah. And boy, my grandson looked at me and said, that's your Scrooge. Bah, humbug. Just get it over with here. So here we are. We're doing this show the day before Christmas. Is everything planned? Is everything ready? Has everybody done? Am I the only one running around still not knowing what's happening tomorrow?
So the thing is, of course, we're all going to get nervous the day before and even the day of the Christmas Eve. But just enjoy. Just whatever will happen, nothing will be wrong.
That's the best advice I've ever heard, and too often I don't remember that. We're all trying to be perfect. Everybody gets mad, and everybody's frustrated. Oh, I thought you were going to do this. I thought they were going to do it. What do you mean they're not coming? What do you mean we're going here? What do you mean it's a change of plans? What do you mean we can't get to the group? What do you mean we didn't think of this, and we're trying to run to the store? Are you still open?
Yeah. As a little advice or thing I've been watching and seeing, this is crazy. I won't go on the freeway the day before Christmas.
Isn't it nuts?
Because people are...
frantic.
Yeah, they said, because they're on the timeline.
Late. Get out of the way.
They have 3-4 stop before they come on. So, you know what? Just have a good get-together and do the best you can. Everybody would appreciate if you bring something or if you have a friend and come and share with you.
That should be the way it is. Too often, though, we're frantically trying to make it perfect or trying to recreate something, and it's a mess. All right, so now in the restaurant business, what's it like in the world of, I wouldn't think it's a very busy day. That's not the day I would go out and eat at a restaurant.
Actually, in the many years I own the restaurant.
Pascal's, the restaurant in Orange County here.
I really try to have a good business on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but still, I gave up.
Did you?
It's not a restaurant evening for celebration. Maybe Christmas Day brunch, if you want to have your family getting
maybe
together.
After you've had all that and you want to go out and do something. I find I had a bar wasn't quite the same thing. And we found in the afternoon everybody came out. They had enough of their family. They wanted to get away. So there was a crowd willing to come out Christmas afternoon or evening. We wanted to close for the whole day. We found that didn't work. But during the day, forget it. Give the day off to your employees and let them go celebrate. Did they do that with restaurants? Did you just shut down for the day?
Yeah, because you want to give the day off to your staff. Like you want to enjoy your Christmas Day or Christmas Eve with your family if you have kids. And that's really one day. New Year's Eve is another story. Christmas.
New Year's Eve is another story. The two bookends to the American holidays, maybe it starts around Thanksgiving, but it's really that week between Christmas and New Year's and it starts with, it's just family. Almost nobody goes out to eat on Christmas Day. Yeah. Nothing's open on Christmas Day. No. And then New Year's, nobody's home on Christmas Day. Everybody's got to go. New Year's, everybody's got to go out.
Yeah.
Or someplace.
Christmas Day, it's good actually to have family at home or to go out to a Christmas brunch and some traditional restaurant. But also, I have to say, we talked about it last time, but each ethnic have their own habits.
They do.
Even very similar, the schedule, you cannot change the schedule.
Although, stop you for 1 second. So the show prior to yours is the Orange County Hispanic Chamber. I didn't realize that in the Hispanic tradition, Christmas Eve is when the big dinner is. It's not necessarily Christmas Day. That's when they gather and do the cooking and do all that. So Christmas today, this day we're doing this show, the day before Christmas, would be a day they didn't do their show live. Mm-hmm. They're home preparing and cooking for this evening's festivities.
Yeah.
That's different. For me, I'm Catholic. I went to midnight mass, but the next day was when everything was. You opened the presents, you had the food out and all that stuff.
Actually, when I was living with my parents in France, Christmas Eve was...
That was a big deal.
The big event. Mm-hmm. It was a big night. And quite a lot of fun. That's what Christmas Day you recover.
You're recovering here.
And you eat the leftovers.
Interesting. So the big food, the big spread would be that night. People would come over Christmas Eve, and then the next morning they'd open gifts and recover from.
But here, personally, because I don't have kids around me right now, so my wife and I, we have a little habit, and we won't open any gift whenever I find the time to get her some gift.
See? Christmas Eve. Stores are still open till 10 o'clock tonight.
And thanks for all this delivery, quick delivery online.
Quick delivery and everything.
But the Christmas
Amazon tells you that if you ordered it right now, not today, but if you ordered it right now, oh my God, you can still
make
it,
David. Yeah. On deadline. It's all deadline.
It's all deadline.
And so now we enjoy our evenings. Of course, there's a lot of TV network with some shows.
All the sappy, syrupy shows. Sorry, I'm going to be Scrooge again.
Evening. But we
the Hallmark shows.
Not having kids at home, it's just in the morning, we are our own kids.
Yeah.
And so we have a little bubbling late breakfast and some smoked fish.
I'm coming to your house.
Special fish eggs and creme fraiche.
Goodness. And don't come to my house. You won't get any of that.
That's our morning, but you come join me.
I have grandkids now, so I have to open up the grandkids. It is a kid's day. That's in my family. That's what it's always been. The adults give each other one or two gifts, but it's all a pile of toys for the kids, and they rip them all open here.
Except the kids, they cannot wait for the next day.
Oh, no, we make them wait the next morning because they want to start opening the night because they're under the tree right now, and they're already shaking them and trying to figure out what's in them.
Yes.
I think that it's interesting because holidays are for family, and families are for food. So you would think restaurants sell food? More and more I'm seeing take home. They did this for Thanksgiving. You go pick up the meal from the restaurant and take it home because I don't have the time or interest or capability to cook it anymore.
Fortunately, yes, this is more and more available. And a lot of restaurants, a lot of bakeries, and fine grocery stores.
Right.
You can pre-order and pick up. The
the desert places like Jensen's and stuff.
During the day on Christmas Eve. And so like this, I bought you.
You brought me something.
Brought you something. Yeah, it was Christmas time, so you.
This and is, I like desserts.
This is an exception.
You have the little paste. So what have you brought?
Okay, I talked to you about this. It's called the Bûche de Noël, and in the U.S. you call that the Yule log.
Yule log. I've heard of it. I've never tasted it. It's a Yule. Log.
Y-U-L-E.
Okay.
Log.
So yeah,
it's like a log of wood. And you look, this one are the mini portion one. And they're very well decorated. And it's a kind of a little roll sponge cake with filling. This one has a raspberry filling with vanilla
And this is coming
cream.
To us courtesy of your friends at Paris Baguette.
Paris Baguette, correct. Do a very good job.
And they do specialize in, I'm looking at their online thing here, all pre-order all your cakes. Holiday soft cream cake, mousse layer cake, red velvet cake, Nutcracker blueberry chiffon cake. There's one I never heard of. Nutcracker blueberry chiffon cake. And then a pound cake, or a chocolate cake, of course. Hazelnut. And this is the one you're talking about, the holiday raspberry and cream French roll. That's what this is. Or a chocolate French roll cake. So I've never had, because I'm not French, I've been around anybody that had this Yuletide cake. We had mentioned it. We were talking about different holiday traditions. What do you have? And
so we're going to break the rules today. We're going to have some today.
We're going to eat.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. But this is, I'm glad they do a little portion because
people are going to figure out where I am.
They're not.
I'm just off camera, so I'm going to.
Oh, it's getting closer to the food.
Getting closer. Can I try one here?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a fork. Okay. I reached in from the control space. And where's my little fork? So this little log.
Yes.
I should hold it back up here for the camera. There it is. You can see I'm off camera.
It's a very nice design. You have to look like almost like a wood log.
Yeah. And it's chocolate. And what's inside?
It should be just all chocolate.
No, there's a little white cake or some kind inside.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a genoise, yes.
A what?
Genoise.
A genoise.
It's like a sponge cake.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be a good Christmas. Wow, that's incredibly moist. Is that the sponge cake?
Yeah.
And the chocolate is very moist. I thought it would be more like hard
chocolate. No, the chocolate is more of like a ganache, it's cream on chocolate. Yes.
Am I sharing this with you or am I eating the whole thing?
I would like to try it a little bit.
No, I'm not sure.
If you really enjoy it, just go for it. I'll take some for your wife.
And she's allergic to chocolate.
Oh, lucky you are.
I always get there. Bring chocolate. I'm going to bring it back over here. That is fantastic. Wow.
So this is your first experience.
And what's the white one here?
And this one is a vanilla, should be vanilla raspberry. I'm not wrong.
Okay. Vanilla raspberry. So we're breaking the fourth wall. You're going to see how I just walk in from the control area here. All right, this is, that's good. That's good, but the chocolate one's heavenly. This is lighter. This doesn't.
Oh, yeah, it's probably a lighter flavor.
Much lighter flavor. Not bad, but not chocolate. I'll take the raspberry. So you're saying in France, this is a deal. Would people make their own, or they go to the local bakery? Are your friends at Paris Baguette? Paris Baguette is where you got this.
It's a little bit too much work to make your own, because there's different steps. And
I suspect they make their own chocolate and everything here. They don't just go. I don't know how they make this.
Actually,
that tastes exceptionally good chocolate.
We have bakery on every corner of the village.
Yeah,
so
France.
Everybody. It's competitive.
And where is Paris Baguette? We'll give them a shout out here.
This one in Orange County, it's in Irvine, like on Irvine Avenue, and it's called, it's inside, you believe it or not, inside a Korean store called,
what?
Called Zion.
It's like a shopping center,
yeah,
Korean? Oh, Zion, the big giant. Is that up off of University or something?
It's Irvine.
What's the cross street?
Avenue on Yale.
Irvine, Yale, so it's really in the heart of the area. And there's a Korean market there, Zion.
Yeah, and the bakery is a French bakery.
It's inside really a good. Korean Okay, and only in Orange
all
County.
All the pastries and the bread, they're amazing. And even their coffee.
Oh, we got some coffee and everything here.
And, but, all right. So I bought this as a sample.
Yes.
So
My first ever Yule log. We're celebrating French tradition today here because it's Chef Pascal's show. So as we sit here the night before Christmas, the day before Christmas, why not eat and dine and talk some more about holidays?
You remember the French name?
No.
Bûche de Noël. Bûche de Noël. Bûche, bûche, bûche.
How would you spell it?
Bûche. B-U-C-H-E.
B-U-C-H-E. Bûche. Bûche. Noël, obviously, meaning Christmas.
Okay. Normally, you find in bakeries, and there's several other bakeries that do that in Orange County, but the one I went on visit, they were much larger and not as elegant as this, but probably as good. But and they usually are 8 to 10 inch long.
Oh, longer, yeah.
Okay. Like a royal log.
So would you do me a favor in the new year, since we sampled them, bring them in sometime, and let's talk about how does a French bakery work here in Orange County? Because I'm curious, because is there a French population here in Orange County? I don't really know anybody who's French. What? There's a Korean population, there's an Asian population, a Chinese population, there's a Mexican population, there's a Philippine population, India, there's a big Iranian population. There's lots of ethnic populations in Orange County. I don't see a big French
It is group. Known that a lot of friends from Asia love French food.
That's true, partly because, like in Vietnam, it was
and
colonized.
Apparently, in Korea, in the big cities, there's several French bakeries.
That surprises me. Okay.
And doing very well.
Because there's no colonial connection. The French didn't.
Yeah, we used to have in Vietnam.
Vietnam, certainly, yeah.
But that's in Korea, so different.
So that struck me when I came to California. I'd never had Vietnamese food, never met anybody from Vietnam. The largest population of people outside of Vietnam is here in Orange County. Maybe Houston's another big group, but here is one of the largest populations of expatriates. The South, when the South fell, they all were brought here, fled here.
Yeah, and most of them used to learn French at school.
Absolutely.
And go to a French
So when they've taken me to French or to Vietnamese restaurants, of which there are many, Little Saigon and all these areas, tons of French. The whole banh mi, that sandwich, is really just French baguette with other ingredients in it.
Yeah, totally.
I'll tell you something funny here. So I'm a good American suburban kid. My grandkids are being raised the same way down in South County, suburbia. What's their favorite food? Pizza, McDonald's, hamburgers, whatever, typical hot dogs. And so I took my grandson, the older one, 11-year-old, to a really good, you had told me to go there, Shuck, because I like oysters and other things right here. And one we should have in sometime, one of the few really authentic oyster bars around. And as part of it, this is his initiation. He's got to try some of this stuff here that he didn't know he could eat. Clams, oysters, things like that. They serve baguettes of French bread.
Yeah.
Dip it in the soup, dip it in the sauce, whatever. And it, of course, has lots of gooey butter in it and everything. He was in heaven. And I said, you're 11. I've never given you a French baguette before. Never. Never heard of it. Never seen it. You don't get it at McDonald's, Grandpa. They don't have French baguettes.
Even in the U.S., you create a French dip.
Yeah, French dip. Have you ever been up? Is that still around the place, Philippe's? up in downtown L.A.,
I'm
where they invented
sure.
the French
dip? I heard
some
rumors that they may close or not, but it's one of the oldest restaurants in downtown Los Angeles.
I believe it goes back to the turn of the century or something.
Oh, yeah.
Turn
right
of the
by
last
the,
century.
The train station. It's amazing. Yeah.
I've been there once. It's crazy.
Sawdust on the floor. On
And supposedly they were the first place to do the French dip. Yes. I thought that was a real dish, but they started dipping it in the sauce, and they pioneered that here. Yeah. I tell you that when I've gone to a few places that have French influence, like New Orleans, however you say that,
Nouvelle Orléans.
Yes, however you said it. Obviously, the French influence is everywhere. And as you said, pastry shops, bread shops.
We give bakers. It away, by the way.
You freely share it with everybody here. Tell me about your friend who came in from Orange County Baking. Today is the day that they're doing one of the rare chances to do a pop-up shop.
Actually, we do it on the 24th.
We're airing. We're not really supposed to be telling. We're pre-taping this, but you are, because you're really going to be
today,
there.
Today, yeah. That's
so this will be running on the 24th here today.
Yeah. And so,
and you can go. And where is it, over in Santa Ana somewhere?
It's in Orange.
Orange. Yeah. And look it up, Orange County Baking Company.
OC there? Baking Company.
And there's a one day, they do it once or twice
one
a year.
One day we get together, we have a restaurant and the food together, and we bring, each bring their own Christmas specialty. And also, of course, a dozen of different type of fresh baked bread.
But the public can come and take
it. Oh, yes, open to the public, and you can pack up on bread for you, for your family.
Well, since we're pretending that we were doing this live, we're really pre-taped this the weeks before. So today, that's how we did it, because you're really there today with several other chefs at this pop-up in Orange, OC Baking Company.
Yes.
Listen to the episode. This is the guy who supplies all the baked goods to the Montage Hotels and the fancy restaurants.
He's the number one.
You used to get your bread from him, all the little dinner rolls and the breads and all that.
And my baguettes, too.
Your baguettes.
It was all sourdough with
real sourdough.
Fresh tatas,
yeah. So this is a guy who does that. You can't go buy his stuff, the public, sorry. But once or twice a year he does it. This is one of the days.
We do before Thanksgiving and before Christmas.
Yeah. So if you're hearing this show at the normal time at 1 o'clock, is it still there or have they closed? Was it just in the morning?
Maybe right there.
Right on the line.
But I will, I'm sure.
Well, we'll promote it early. They should go and check that out. So they can meet you. Will you be there? They can meet the chef, Pascal? They don't have to just...
Sure.
They can shake your
hand. I'm selling my coffee.
Tell us about your coffee. We have a little...
Yeah.
I mean, we never plug your own products here, but you have a line of coffee.
Yeah, I have a line of coffee. It was very popular. Actually, I did the packaging today because people want to give my coffee away for the end of your gift.
And makes sense.
So it's all 1 pound bag.
And what makes your coffee so special? What's different about your coffee?
Because my name is on the bag.
That alone is worth the price of paying for it. But is there some special blend or some beans or something?
The beans, actually, because I used to have...
Because my name's on it. That's why they buy it. My name's on it. It's just coffee. We take Starbucks coffee and we just put my name on it.
I'm not arrogant. I'm just Chef Pascal. But
you and all the other branders now. It has nothing to do with the ingredients. It's just your name and pictures on the package now.
And,
you and Wolfgang, right?
Yes. And the beans are a very good special selection, mostly from Central America, Guatemala, from even Mexico.
Colombia,
yes. But the key is a roasting point.
Okay, right? So there's a difference.
I won't say any names of other coffee, but I don't like too dark roast because most of the beans are burnt.
Yes.
And you eat almost charcoal. You don't want that. And the reason I could not drink that anymore because I had some little acid
reflux and stuff,
And so my...
You and half the world.
Exactly. My doctor says, stop drinking coffee. It's hard. Not that I drink a lot, but I like my little espresso after my lunch and the mitas. Let's come up with a selection of beans, small beans, so they roast faster, and we roast them to a point like 80% of the full roasting, so it's still oily, and you'll see the color is more brown than dark.
See, that's more than his name on it. He's doing something here.
In the back labels is a whole story about that.
So where can they find? It just says
online at PascalCuisine.com.
Pascal Cuisine, PASCAL, PascalCuisine.com. You can order the special coffee. You can hire. Do you ever do Christmas meals? Do people still hire? You don't do that anymore. Do you go out and cook meals?
Let me come back to the coffee. You cannot really buy totally directly because I don't have a basket on my website. But there is a contact, phone number, email, and you just shoot me through a square. You just shoot me the request, and then we get it to you. I do mail it deliver, or you pick
deliver.
It up.
Deliver. You're not going to drive up to my driveway and drop it off.
I've done that.
Wow. So, that would be worth it. Buy a package just to have him drive over to your house.
Yeah, we have a little chat. You know? And so like today, the clients just got 10 bags. So my regular coffee was good for dripping, or French press was the best thing. It's all beans. It's called Café Maison.
Okay.
House blend. Maison is house. Café Maison. But also have espresso.
What does Maison mean? Because I need
house.
To...
Your home.
Oh, house.
My
okay.
Maison. Right. My home.
My Maison.
Yes. And then you also have espresso blend. And also, on request, I do have decaf espresso. Not as everybody's favorite, but my decaf espresso is probably the best decaf coffee you can drink.
That's the best oolong I've ever had. I can safely say because I've never had one. So that is.
But we miss the espresso.
We need the espresso.
Yeah.
A little sip, a little. Why do you have to do it in a tiny little cup? I never understood why the French and all the Europeans have to drink it.
Because
a little.
We just sip it on the salon. It's like a little.
Chug it. We put it in a thermos and we chug it here.
No, that's. You know, we got that mostly from the Italian as well.
Yeah.
That you have a little.
And you have to stick your finger up in this little teeny tiny cup. And you
It's elegant.
Elegant.
And you don't need 8 ounces or 10 ounces of coffee. And even when I order coffee, I order the small size because that's plenty.
And that's what you get. You go to Starbucks or whatever, you get a big jug of coffee here.
Fill it's up not a jug of coffee. It's like 20% of it is coffee, the rest is milk.
If it's for me, that's the only way I can drink coffee. I'm sorry, it's got milk and sugar and so much stuff. It doesn't, so sweet, doesn't taste like coffee.
But when I make my own coffee, I like to use milk. Actually, between you and I, use either almond milk.
There you go. You're getting better. Okay. Not
and
cow milk.
If you don't want to have too much dairy for digestion, goat milk is really good for you.
That one I've never tried, but we drink almond milk.
It's not strong. It's not, people say, oh, this will be too strong.
We drink almond milk at home. That's what we do.
Almond milk is perfect.
I like the taste of it too now.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thank you for taping this interview, talking about the holiday.
Oh,
telling
I want to talk one more thing.
One more thing.
He's too busy, but I wanted to bring in a very good friend of mine, chef, who has, for me, discovered his restaurant called Trullo. It's in Mission Viejo.
What's it called?
Trullo.
Trullo.
T-R-U-L-L-O.
Okay, I don't know it.
And he's so a purist of Italian cuisine. Mm-hmm. And for me, I avoid him, my favorite Italian restaurants here.
Bruno's not going to like that. Bruno
no,
Serrato
I like
from,
Bruno. I have the places that I really like. I did blogs on them, so you know, I would never talk about the restaurants I don't like. But Trullo is really the man, owner and chef, is really a purist. And he makes those panettone.
I don't even know what that is.
Panettone is a typical Christmas traditional fruitcake.
Ah.
Italian fruitcake.
Oh, boy, usually fruitcakes were the laughing stock in my family.
Yeah.
Dry,
no,
they were.
No, this one is more.
Nobody wanted to eat it.
As big as a giant can, and then he lets it go, and it's so moist and fluffy, and he makes his own candied fruit.
Wow.
Too. It's so good.
So the coming year, 2026, we're going to see, what, more restaurants? I've already got a couple lined up for you, some interesting things. What I find interesting about this show, and we'll leave with this, is that it's not just about a fancy restaurant. It's about the whole world of what goes on behind the kitchen door. And more than ever, that has changed. People are cooking at home, so they don't go out at all. And you had really fine diners at home. The guy who's as good as any chef, but he just cooks for his friends. That capability, the equipment's there. You can get the ingredients there, the things you couldn't do before. There are more and more chefs coming up. You're teaching at Saddleback Culinary Institute, part of Saddleback College, and their new spectacular thing over by the, whatever it says, the Tustin Air Base or whatever.
There is called the ATEP, A-T-E-P.
Yeah, A-T-E-P, whatever that stands for. And that center where they're doing automotive technology and restaurant technology and all this stuff here. Many of those kids will never work at a restaurant. They want to be a influencer. They want to open up their own coffee line. They want to have a food truck. They want to have a pop-up. They want to do private chefs. You've explored all those worlds and options that probably you never thought of when you were
Yes, I'm totally fine with that, because a more diversity that is of work and job that's connected to food and the restaurant industry, it does help the industry. And it helps also, you have the farming, you have for better farming, better eating, and then we will talk, my big thing for next year, talk about eating well.
Eating well.
Not just eating well.
I hope you'll get somebody from the Ecological Center to come in, because that's their whole pitch. Don't just eat better, eat good. Food is medicine.
And my goal is to really help people to see, maybe they can ask, how can I eat better?
Yeah.
What do you suggest? So, if you eat well, you live better.
I hope you will reach out to the executive chef at the new spectacular UCI hospital nearby here, because one of their pitches on their pamphlet is, we don't just have hospital food. We don't just have dull, bland, basic stuff. And you were fortunate enough, we've talked about, you went through cancer and they saved you and you went through this and you talked about how good the food was.
And the chef is really good, and they just opened last week.
An all-electric hospital. So things like that that you wouldn't normally expect to see. This isn't just a dining show. Yes, we will show some fine dining and some fun dining, but it's about the whole gamut, from food trucks to Michelin star restaurants and everything in between here. There is a whole world going on behind the kitchen doors these days here, more than I've ever seen in my life here.
And kudos to UCI that they embrace this meal service.
Yes.
To give the patient the opportunity to eat better, even if there are no
hospital. Why am I going to save you and operate on you and cure you from cancer or help you overcome some serious disease if I'm just going to feed you with bad food, bland food?
That's an opportunity to send you when you have a chance to go back home, and you remember, say,
exactly.
Maybe it should be part of the nursing program just to teach the patient how to eat better.
There you go. So from that to this, from fun Yule logs the day before Christmas, our thanks to you all for listening in to this past year. I'm excited to see where we're going in the new year. Such a pleasure having Pascal in here.
Thank you.
One of the GOATs, the greatest of all time here, certainly in Orange County. And I look forward to hearing more stories from the past and more visions for the future.
And like for all the product, this is actually love sugar, so eat with moderation.
Yes, exactly. That's my problem. I could eat sugar all day long, like most Americans here. So thank you for coming and doing this show the day before Christmas. You're really off right now up at OC Baking Company, selling your coffee and doing a pop-up up there. But you're going to keep alerting us to food courts, food trucks, fine dining, fun stuff, alternative paths for kitchens and chefs and all sorts of things as we continue to explore.
Chef food line as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So join us. Thank you. My tip of the hat, I'm going to sign off.
Merry Christmas and holidays to all of you.
And I'm going to go finish this Yule log right now. Even though they're supposed to eat it in moderation, I'm going to eat it all right now here. Thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for this wonderful year of show. I look forward to next year's. It'll be even more interesting as we go on this adventure we call Behind the Kitchen Doors. Join us as we continue this exploration behind the kitchen doors throughout Orange County and Southern California as we explore the vendors, the creators, the growers, the purveyors, everybody who's making food more interesting than it's ever been, I think. All that and more on Orange County's only community conversation, right here in Orange County's only community station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Blind Innovation.